Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from Castle Doug on Tuesday, June 4th, 2 Oceans 13. Sunday I did a 420 show at the Great New Helium Comedy Club in Buffalo, New York, and I'll play the audio of comics Sean Cullen and Rob Milieu competing in the Leonard Maltin game at the end of this very shorty. Included will be me asking Sean Cullen to tell the same pot cookie story I got him to tell during Doug Loves Movies in Toronto. So enjoy that again. Flying back from Buffalo yesterday, I watched a movie on my personal device called Beginners, which I finally got around to seeing. Christopher Plummer won a much-deserved Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for that film. It's not as fun of a movie as I was expecting, but I did like it nonetheless. And last night I saw The Kings of Summer, which you will hear more about soon as I plan to get some of the cast on this show. Bloomington, Indiana, I'll see you at the Limestone Comedy Festival this weekend. And Dallas, Texas, I'll see you June 15th for a 420 Doug Loves Movies taping at Hyenas Comedy Club at Mockingbird Station. Now, enjoy the very echoey Leonard Maltin game from Buffalo in Helium Comedy Club in Buffalo, Helium, Buffalo, Helium. So, Buffalo, wanna play a little Leonard Maltin game? Yeah! Alright, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna ask the audience, and we've got Sean Cullen and Rob Milieu here. What's your Twitter?
It's Rob Loves Arguing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Rob loves arguing on Twitter because his last name, Milieu, is too hard to spell. I can do it, though. M-A-I-L-L-O-U-S.
Milieu?
Correct. Thank you. I'm good at this whole game show environment. And then Sean Cullen is also here.
Yes.
And let's see your name tags, you guys. I've got a nice Ghost Deathbusters up front with my face in there. And then a curious George, curious question mark. What do you think he's so curious about? He's got a little smoke in his mouth. Megan Fox, right there.
Bi-curious George.
Bi-curious George. I get it. I.E. Emil E. instead of Wally. I've seen that one before.
No food. So.
Oh, Sean's looking for food. Does anybody have a food name tag? Did anybody bring some stupid gluten-free bullshit? He says he's got brownies. It's got your name on it? Come on over, dude.
I have to see it. It's too far away.
Yeah, bring it over here. We got to inspect these brownies. Are they loaded or are they just regular brownies?
There's some special.
There's some special brownies? For reals? Oh, I don't know. That's a good idea.
Don't have your name on it.
Brownie? Special?
Colby!
Colby! And Rob is playing for Darth Vader? Oh, Empire Strikes Beth!
It does make him darker, I feel.
Yeah, it's like Darth Vader should be wearing a white beater. It's all these deleted scenes of him going home to his wife and just being slapping her around. She's like, put the mask back on if we're going to make love. Because he looks gnarly with his mask on.
You know, is there something in it?
No,
it's shit. It's like Darth Vader's heart empty.
All right, well, share your microphone. You're doing a lot of talk off microphone, Rob. This is for my podcast. People are going to listen to this. At least two or three. So those brownies really have something in them?
They do.
Oh, buddy. Sean, tell the story of when you had the cookie.
They say, here's a cookie, try that. And I said, okay, so I see you eat a cookie. And I do that show in the afternoon, it's fine. I go home to my wife and children. I start coming up in a big way. Freaking out. And I get to the show, and I have to do that night, and I'm totally out of my mind. My faces are melting. Demons and cats, and I have to go on and do 20 minutes. So I go on and I say, Doug, I don't think I can do this. I don't know. He's like, you'll be fine. And I just wring some material out of myself, and it makes no sense. My final line of that moment was, my brain is full of criminals.
This is a better reaction.
Yeah, I think you guys do better.
New slogan, everything's better in Buffalo.
Buffalo's got a feeling.
Sean Cullen's mic stand as my IMDb head now.
Thank you. Okay, Rob is playing for Colby Brownie, and Sean is playing for.
I'm playing for Colby.
Oh, you're playing for Colby Brownie.
Playing
and Sean's playing for Beth Darth. Beth Darth. Darth Beth. Yeah. And in the prize bag.
Whatever.
I almost forgot to mention what's in the prize bag.
Can I hold it for you?
You hold it, pull things out and show them, and I'll describe it. It's mostly stuff from Sean. He got rid of a bunch of stuff he doesn't want.
Here's a Toronto FC toque. Getting warm in the winter.
You guys are probably pretty proud to walk around in a Toronto toque.
I have this pilot right there.
Yeah, store in a pile.
I played in a hockey tournament, and we all got
ha ha ha!
team. So the Toronto's AAA, or like, you know, AHL team is called the Marlies. So somebody made up shirts of the Marlies.
I am the Marlies.
But they spelled it instead of I-E-E-Y. And there's our...
It's a poppy fine. Yeah.
This is,
so it's just for somebody. It's somebody who's more committed to marijuana than hockey. You should probably wear that.
Pretty much. There's my book.
Oh yeah,
my novels that
yeah,
I wrote.
It's called The Prince of Neither Here Nor There.
Yes. It's for kids.
Kind of a young adult.
There's my hockey card. I will autograph it for you if you want. This is from my wedding. We had a wedding, a hockey wedding, and that's where they saved the date.
This is interesting. Still has his hands.
These I used to play with when I was a kid, but I just realized he looks a lot like Charles James Brolin.
He does.
Wedding.
Hockey party
as well. And Doug's.
Smug life. What, anything from you, Rob?
No.
Jesus.
He brought the bag. He brought the bag that also starred in American Beauty. A lot of people don't recognize it until they see it in action. Like, some people don't recognize me until I enjoy my mouth. Everybody. Is it really him?
Ooh.
All right, let's do this. Let's play a round of the game. For those of you that don't know what we're doing, try not to worry about it. Just don't yell out any answers because this is just between Rob and Sean. And I'll let Rob pick a category. Would you like Golden Showers Playbook? And that's movies that begin with P. Curious, and that's movies with sexually ambiguous historical figures. Or The Battle of Balls Deep, and that's movies where Lord of the Rings actors have sex. So not the Lord of the Rings movies.
The two to choose.
Yeah, I'll go with the P one. But the Golden Shower one. Let's go with the Golden Shower.
Okay. Would you like a movie that begins with the letter P from 2003 or 1979?
2003.
Okay. 1.5 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie from 2003. It's only 80 minutes long. He says the lead actor gives a tour de force performance. Seems weird that he'd be that into the performance. Oh, and he says, but it's an extremely annoying film. Yeah, and the story makes no sense whatsoever. And it begins with the letter P, and Leonard lists 10 names. So how many names from the cast do you think you need to discern the title of this movie, Rob?
I'm going to go with all 10 names.
Smart opening bid. Thank you for playing. Sean, what are you going to do with that?
I'll go 8 names.
I turn around, but I'm going to make Sean name it.
Use the phone.
Yeah, he says name it.
Well, I have to hear what...
You have to hear the names. Begins with the letter P, the title.
8 minutes long, so it's really short for a feature.
That's why I thought it was an interesting clue.
Yeah.
You never catch me saying this was 97 minutes long. It makes no sense whatsoever. Extremely annoying film. Tour de force. Performance. And your 8 names are Paula Jai Parker,
Tia Texada, Josh Pace, Keith Knobs, no relation to Albert Knobs, Richard T. Jones, apologies to Raymond T. Jones for all the calls I'm going to get, Katie Holmes, and Radha Mitchell. And then there's three more names left. Some people in the audience possibly know it. 2004. What do you think it is, Sean? Begins with letter P. That gentleman in the audience ventures to guess.
Doug Benson. Probably just realized what he was here for.
Fun guess. This movie also, the tour de force was by Colin Farrell, and it was also Kiefer Sutherland and Forest Whitaker.
Oh.
And it's called Phone Booth.
Oh, Phone Booth.
Oh, that was a teaser.
Yeah.
I tricked you.
And that means Rob is our winner. Rob wins for best.
I didn't know.
What do you mean you did nothing? You held the microphone for Sean? You put all the prizes back in the bag?
I gotta take everyone's drinks back, too.
Here, I'm gonna hold that for you. Now I have all the microphones.
How much those brownies, like one square will do you? Like, no more than that, right? They're a little weak, he says. So you should have three, Sean.
Go back over the border.
We just added another show tonight, and I want you to come back and do 20 minutes. This was on the back of the brownies?
Okay, so I will read the designated shithead from this person, and I will thank once again. Let's hear it for Sean Collin and Ron Lewis.
And as always, Vincent Gallo is a shithead.
Now it's time to juggle once another cocky. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in